This scripture reading is taken from Luke 17, verses 11 to 19. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of God.
Let me pray first, ask for God's blessing on the message this morning and on our hearts. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the reading this morning from Luke 17. We thank you, Lord, also for videos that might help us. And we want to thank you for this time, this season of the year, this weekend. We ask, O Lord, that you would help us this morning. As we think about thankfulness, as we think about our response to all that you've given to us, O Lord, we ask that you would be here in our midst and in the words spoken, but also the words heard in our response, O Lord. May it be all in your direction. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So it's the Thanksgiving weekend. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day. I didn't ask to know whether Thanksgiving is part of other cultures. Whether I see a nod, no, or Thanksgiving Day in Ecuador or Mexico, sort of. The Philippines, yeah. Is there a Chinese Mexico? Thanksgiving Day. So maybe some cultures have a Thanksgiving, others don't. Certainly, this is a yearly annual rhythm in the Canadian culture. Although tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day, I know some of us have had meals. Yesterday, some of us today, maybe tomorrow. I hope all of us have somewhere to go this Thanksgiving weekend to gather with others, with food and fellowship, and to, in some small way, give thanks to God for all that He has given us. And this morning, I want to pick up this passage, this story that Sanjeet read for us from Luke 17 in a little bit. It's going to be on the theme of Thanksgiving because of the weekend, because of the theme of the weekend. But also we have a larger theme going on at Nelson Avenue this fall season. It's the theme of bearing good fruits. And we're getting that from John 15, this image of Jesus and his followers. Jesus is the vine, thank you. And we are the branches, and Jesus says, if I'm the vine and you're the branches, then you have to remain in me. If you are not remaining in me or connected to me or tethered to me, like a branch that's not connected to the vine, you're going to wither. It won't be good for you as a follower of me if you're not connected to me. And Jesus is the vine, we're the branches, and God the Father is the gardener. And the gardener is going through the garden or looking at the vine and the branches, and he's pruning parts of the branch, fruitful branches, but parts of the branch that are stopping more fruits from coming. And for me, last week's Sunday, or our All Nations Heritage Sunday, for me is the kind of fruits that Jesus died for. He died for a church of all nations and cultures and peoples. And this morning, the theme of thankfulness is also part of the fruit the Spirit of Jesus wants to produce in us, that we be a thankful people, that we are marked and stamped by an attitude, an atmosphere of thankfulness. So before I get to this morning's passage, I want to say, and it's maybe too obvious, but I feel I need to say it, that we should be people who give thanks. I hope you would agree with me, but we should be people who give thanks, not just that it's polite to do, but it's very appropriate for us to give thanks. I want to suggest that it is the way that we are wired. God has created us in a certain way, and when certain kinds of interactions happen between us and others or us and God, the automatic response should be thanksgiving. That we should sense there's something welling up from within us. That this is a time for me to say thank you. Or I need to do something to show you how thankful I am. Now, not everything that bubbles up from inside is good. Jesus said there's lots of bad things that bubble up from inside. But when thankfulness bubbles up, or when thankfulness, we sort of sense it coming, that's a good thing that bubbles up. And I would suggest that's actually the work of God's Spirit in us, bringing forth thankfulness. He wants to produce thankful responses, thankful lives, lots of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is also good for us, and many studies have shown this, that for us as emotional human beings or who have emotions, for our psychic or our psychological health, I would say for our whole health, it's good for us to give thanks. So I have this quote in your sermon outlines, in your bulletins, from a guy named Harry Ironside. I'm not sure exactly who that is. I think he was a Christian preacher. I'm not sure. But Harry said, we would worry less if we praise more. Thanksgiving is the enemy, I might say the antidote, to discontent and dissatisfaction. So if we're people who struggle with stress or worry, or we feel discontented in our lives, it's not like Thanksgiving will take that all away, but Thanksgiving will help us. Thanksgiving also, I believe, is part of a right relationship with God and others, living righteously with others. Not living sinlessly or perfectly, but seeking to live righteously one to another or between us and God. Thanksgiving is part of that. And I have another quote from a South African pastor, preacher, author, who was a great person of prayer, Andrew Murray. Andrew Murray said, "Let us thank God heartily as often as we pray that we have His Spirit in us to teach us to pray. Thanksgiving will draw our hearts out to God and keep us engaged with Him. It will take our attention from ourselves and give the Spirit room in our hearts," which I take it to be us and God, but I want to take His words and say it's also us and others. When we are in a mode of thanksgiving or marked by thanksgiving, it opens room so that we are not just focused on ourselves, but also focused on God or focused on one another. So we should give thanks. Again, maybe too obvious to say, but I say it anyhow. And then my question that I want to ask this morning is, why don't we give more thanks? Why do some people get stuck and they find it so difficult to say thank you? They don't find a lot of thankful feelings in their hearts. They don't feel anything bubbling up in terms of wanting or eager to say thanks. And I'm going to suggest some things this morning. I'm not saying these are true of you or that all these things are true of anyone in particular, but some things I was thinking about in terms of why certain people or why maybe some of us don't give thanks. So it's possible this morning that somebody might say, "I don't feel thankful because I don't feel I have much to be thankful for," which might seem a little bit, tough to hear. I think it's possible for some people in their lives to be so overwhelmed by the troubles of the world that they say, "I just don't feel any thankfulness. I'm just not able to find anything in my life to be thankful for." I think it's possible also that some people might say, "I've never been in a family or a group or a community that has taught me how to be thankful." And maybe that's true for some people. They're just not raised in environments where they sort of automatically or intuitively or felt it rising up from within them. This morning I showed this video because maybe sometimes, and I hear that, especially from those of us who, you know, life is good for us, that we take life and the blessings of life for granted. So we go through life and we kind of think to ourselves, of course I would have this, of course I would have that, of course I would have that. I'm entitled to those things. I work hard for those things. Those things aren't gifts. Those things in my life that I love so much are really what I work so hard for. They're really mine. And so when that starts to happen, and I'm you know, it's humorous, maybe a little cheesy how the video was, but for me, it helped me, you know, remind me again that there are things in my life I almost think they're mine. I did this. I worked hard. But I think the video is trying to remind us again, all good gifts come to us from God. It's possible also, maybe a few of us this morning, maybe some people we know, we don't give thanks because we don't know who to thank. I've got a quote here from one of my former professors who says, "It must be an odd feeling to be thankful to nobody in particular. Christians and public institutions often see this odd thing happening on Thanksgiving Day. Everyone in the institution seems to be thankful in general. It's very strange. It's a little like being married in general." He's trying to say, and I've heard people say this, I've got a neighbor. She comes out in the morning, she's so thankful for the day. She's so thankful for her neighborhood or for her life. But she really has no one to thank. It's like this general feeling, and I think part of our, for those of us who are Christian believers, part of our calling is to point people and say, I see you're thankful, I know you're thankful for this or that or that. Can I show you or can I tell you the person that I think you should be thanking? Maybe there are times, I've not had it happen a lot, but I think there are times as a church where we need to tell people, you feel shame, you feel that you've sinned a lot or you've done a lot of wrong things. We can point you to a Savior, Jesus Christ, who will take away your sin and shame. But there's also times when we hear people, they don't feel sinful, they don't feel ashamed, they just feel, I'm thankful, but it's not going anywhere, it's not being pointed anywhere. I think part of our role as a church is to say, we can point you to the one that you should be thanking, the one that has given you all these good gifts. This morning, I'm also going to suggest that maybe for some of us, and this is true for me recently, is that we're too focused on help, that we are unable to thank. What I mean by that is that recently when I've thought about my own prayer life and how I pray and things I pray for, my basic prayer recently has been, help! God, as a father, as a husband, as a pastor, as a human being, I need so much help. Now, help is not a bad request, not a bad prayer, but when our prayers are mostly, help me, help me, help me, help me, or mainly, help me, help me, help me, help me, there seems to be so little time to squeak in a thanksgiving. And I realize that although those prayers are needed, if I'm only ever, and that feels for me the last number of weeks or maybe even months in my life, help, 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 God. When I'm only praying help, I realize it's all about me. It's all about me. So I'm so thankful. I come back to this verse many, many times, trying, Lord, do this in my life. Philippians 4, verse 6, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, that's needed. And then there's that phrase, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. It's like the writer knew we should ask, we should petition, we should pray, we should say, Lord, help me, but always thanksgiving with it. Prayer has to include both of those parts for it to be healthy prayer. And then finally, in terms of another reason, and maybe there are more, why we don't give thanks more than we do or more than we should, I'm going to suggest this morning that for some of us, at least, it could be an issue of pride. That we don't thank God, we don't thank others because we're proud. And I came across this quote from a book I was reading. It's a book on preaching, but the quote was so good for this theme of Thanksgiving, I want to read it to you. The author says, saying thank you arouses resistance within us, doesn't it? Giving thanks to another challenges our pride. It assaults our self-dependence. For those of us who consider ourselves to be self-made, giving thanks is hard because giving thanks is a confession that we have needed another person's help. It's an admission that we would be weaker if it were not for the strength of another. Let's face it, we somehow understand the nine who did not return to give thanks to Jesus, which is a great segue now into the story from Luke 17. Now, I don't know if all of you know the story that was read this morning, Luke 17, these 10 lepers, these 10 people who are unclean, who want to be clean. It's one of those stories I'm always wondering, why did Luke stick that story right there? Why this short little story? I mean, great, but what's the purpose? This morning I want to suggest there's a number of things going on in this story. These 10 lepers who are crying out, save us or heal us, and Jesus heals them. I want to suggest, first of all, we should notice, I think, the generous generosity, the amazing generosity of Jesus. So these walking by, the way that I picture it, 10 people yelling, they can't come too close because they're unclean. So their society won't let them come close to the clean people. So you got to stay over there. You got to stay far away. We're not going to let you into our towns and communities. So they're yelling at Jesus from far away. And Jesus doesn't ask, hey, your name? Where do you live? How long have you been unclean? Do you deserve? Can I get some sense of, do you deserve to be clean? Do you deserve my healing? I'm going to have an interview with each of you. You know, do you know who I am? He just says, go show yourself to the priests. Which was a way of telling them, if you go to the priests, like in the Old Testament, people who were unclean, who became clean, you would go to the priests, and the priest would say, yes, you're clean. You can go back into society or back into the community. So he's kind of telling them, when you go to the priest on the way, which is what happens, as you are walking, you're going to be cleansed. And that's what happens to them. Certainly, it's unexpected that only one of the 10 comes back to thank Jesus. I don't know if we would expect all 10. I don't know. That would just seem to be foolish to say, I know all 10 will come back. But I think we would hope for at least 5 or half or maybe 2 or 3. But only one, 10% comes back to thank Jesus. Most unexpected is not just one, but the one, I'm going to say, is a non-Jew. That seems to be the implication. He's a foreigner. He's a Samaritan. I'm assuming that the others were not foreigners and Samaritans. I'm assuming that. It doesn't really say, but so he doesn't have the background that the others do. He doesn't know the psalms, the Jewish psalms or songs we've been reading this morning, Psalm 105 and Psalm 103 and other psalms like it that tell us we should give thanks to God. So he comes as a foreigner, he comes as an outsider, a real outsider. The Jewish people could not stand Samaritans. He comes as the only one. But when he returns to Jesus, I want to suggest it's this dynamic going on. He's unclean. Jesus says, go show yourselves to the priests. He and the others start walking. And they realize as they're walking, they've been cleansed of their condition. They're no longer unclean, they are clean. I don't know where the other nine go. Maybe they go to the priest. I'm not sure. The Bible doesn't tell us. But he returns to Jesus, and I think as he does that, he's saying, "You're the priest." That's how I'm reading the story this morning. It's not, I'm coming back to thank you, but you told me to go to the priest, and now I'm coming to the priest. You're not just able to tell me I'm clean, you're able to make me clean. Which I find amazing that this foreigner, this outsider would do that. He would recognize in Jesus this greater than a priest, better than a priest, better than all the priests I know. You have power to make me clean. I'm also going to point out this morning that his thanksgiving is a full thanksgiving. It says he's praising God in a loud voice so other people maybe hear him. We're not sure, but he's not just, "Let me give you a little thank you card, Jesus. Let me just come up close and whisper, thank you so much." No. Praise God. Praise God. Comes and falls at the feet of Jesus, an act of worship, and thanks Jesus personally. So for me, this is a full thanksgiving, not a hidden thanksgiving in the corner somewhere. With his whole body, his whole being, he comes to thank Jesus. And then, you know, sometimes these stories are so short, we're trying to a little bit guess or trying to, what's going on there? But at the end, at the very end, Jesus says, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Literally, I don't know why they didn't do this, but literally it says, "Your faith has saved you." Your faith has saved you. So we're in the realm of not just being well, that's great, but we're in the realm of salvation. That's what Luke is getting at. And this morning, I want to suggest the following to you. When Jesus says to him, "Go and show yourself to the priests," when he starts walking with the other nine, that's faith. That's faith. But when he returns and thanks Jesus, that's what I'm going to call this morning the cycle, the full cycle of faith. You've been healed, you've been cleansed, you've been given a blessing, but to really believe fully is not just to receive it. "Wow, look what I got. Look at the blessing I got." But it's to return thanks to God, or in this case, specifically to Jesus Christ. So the faith is not simply, "Oh, let's start walking. I got cleansed." But the faith that saves is the faith that I got cleansed and I go back to the source of the cleansing. I go back to the source of the one who told me to go. The one who has made turned me from being unclean to being clean again. And this morning I want to suggest that this is the cycle of faith that God is longing for in our lives as well. You know, there are people in our lives, some of them we know are believers in God, some of them are not. The Bible tells us God sends his sunshine and his rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. He is indiscriminate in terms of his blessings. And sometimes I go to a hospital room and I pray with someone in the hospital room. And I sometimes think there are people in this hospital who nobody will pray for, but they will also be healed. So why am I praying for this person? That God will heal people who are prayed for, but he will also heal people who are not prayed for. You know, he will tell 10 people, go to the priests, I'm going to heal all 10 of you. How generous. But what God is looking for in the righteous relationship that we have with him is, look what I got. I'm going to return thanks to the one who gave this to me. This is the full cycle. Or this is the full, This is what it means to live rightly with God and rightly with each other. The blessings, yes, thank you, but then also finding ways of returning thanks to God, or sometimes returning thanks to each other. And that's how we're going to come out of this morning's message. I'm going to invite you to give thanks to God this morning. I want to invite you this morning, all of us, really as a community, to be a community of thanksgiving. So I'm thankful for this weekend. Every year it comes, I'm thankful. This is part of our Canadian rhythm, but also part of our church rhythm. I want to invite you, as the song said, I haven't sung that song for a long time, but count your blessings. Count your blessings, name them one by one. That's actually pretty good advice. For some of us, just one by one, start naming the blessings. I think blessing is, I mean, thanksgiving is, we can give general thanks, that's great, but much more to the heart, or much more appropriate, I think, for all of us is, Lord, thank you for him or her or them and that and that and that, and let me get my other fingers and maybe my toes. Let me start actually naming one by one the blessings. You know, if you're on Twitter, Facebook, texting, or phone, or a card, or an email, in some ways trying to express that thanks to the friends we know, or people we know, or in some ways to the world around us. Some of you do this, I know, but if you gather for a dinner, just letting people around the circle in the dinner, you know, what's on your heart this season to be thankful for? And on these kinds of Sundays, I mean, you know, I look around, you know, we've brought food. Some of us have brought food. For me, that's a gesture of thanksgiving. We give monetary gifts, financial gifts, as a gesture of thanksgiving. I'm really thankful for those who use their gifts in the church community in all kinds of ways, but also to help enhance our services with these, they're not really decorations, it's just people using artistic gifts to, you know, for the front, but also for our response this morning. So Jessica and Mavi have put together what I'm calling a Thanksgiving tree. I don't know if they're calling it that, but I'm going to call it a Thanksgiving tree. So in a little while, when the worship team comes up in a few moments, I'm going to invite you. There's a table here, and there are leaves. So you might use one leaf or more than one. Some of us might need multiple leaves. I want to invite you to take a marker and to write down on the leaf or the leaves 1, 2, 5, 10 things you're thankful for. And then there are some tacks here, and you can pin it on the Thanksgiving tree. Or if you're thinking, I might get hurt with the tacks, you can just put it here at the bottom or the base of the tree. And so in a few moments, as the song begins, I'm going to invite you to come up. We can't all come up at the same time because the table's not big enough. So I'm just going to invite people, if you're coming up at the front to start, so maybe there's a group of 10 or 15 on the table, and once that table gets a little empty, then others of you in the middle section, and then finally at the back, you come up. I would encourage, now I know this is not everyone's favorite thing, to get up, and everybody sees me to come forward. But I would encourage you, this is really important for us. Some bodily, something we can do to give thanks, to show thanks. And nobody has to see what you're thanking God for. You don't have to put your name on it. Just write it out, base of the tree or on the tree, as a way of publicly thanking God for 1, 2, 5, 10 things in your life. After the song and after we put our Thanksgiving leaves on a Thanksgiving tree, then I'm also going to invite some testimonies of Thanksgiving. Some of us might love the leaves. Others say, well, that's not really for me. But I know that there are people this morning who I think need to say something. And I'm looking for a short Thanksgiving testimony some of you might have to say, I have to say something out loud. There's something bubbling up in me. I have to thank God publicly for someone or something in my life. So let me invite the worship team up. They're going to lead us in a song. As they start the song, you're welcome to come up and gather around the table here. I don't know exactly how long this is going to take, so I've asked the team, you know, be flexible with the song. I don't want you to rush this morning, so spend some time as you need to at the table. Again, leaves on the tree or around the tree. And as we do that, let's say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. So I'm going to pray, and then we'll move into this response of thanksgiving with the tree and then also with the testimonies. Let's pray. Father, you are a good God. And this morning, I want to pray, and we want to pray for all of us, but especially for those of us this morning, Lord, who might listen to this message and go through this service and say, it's so tough for me to give thanks this morning. There's something happening in my life or our family or our work that is so overwhelming, I have a tough time even conceiving of giving thanks. And Lord, especially for us, for those of us this morning who might think that or feel that, we ask, oh God, that you would help us. Maybe it won't be this morning that we can really give thanks, but maybe it'll be tomorrow or later this week or later this month or later this year. You will bring us to a place, oh Lord, that in the midst of our challenges, we can still offer up thanks to you for something in our lives that you've given us, even in the midst of trouble and trial. So Lord, in this response time, we pray for your spirit to move among us. This Thanksgiving would be real and authentic and genuine, and it would come from deep within, oh God. Deep from within our hearts, we would bring thanks to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.